my dear devotees and also dear guests. I understand we have a dozen or so congregational devotees from Benelux. I'm very happy to greet all of you for these evening sessions. During these evening sessions we will be hearing from the life and the teachings of great devotees. We will get a lot of inspirations and understandings for our own spiritual benefit. See, when we start our spiritual path, we all come to one state where we feel we cannot walk further without help. We reach, so to say, a wall or almost a cliff, and we know we cannot move further than we have moved already. At that time we asked ourselves, will I be successful or not? And we doubt. Some great people who have come to this state and have become haunted by doubts and returned back to their old ways because they couldn't find answers to this dilemma. But there is a better way, a way to move forward with strength, and that is to follow in the footsteps of the great people, the people who have walked before us, who have confronted the same challenges as which we are confronting, and who have solved them. They usually have solved them not by their own strengths, but by the strengths of the Lord. We will listen to one of these great devotees this evening. It will be the last of three lectures on Haridas Thakur. And we will listen to his glorious end. Today I had a devotee. Two devotees came to me and they spoke to me about a very distressing event. 1 week ago or so, or 2 weeks ago, there was a festival in Goloka Dham, and one devotee burned himself so much from some hot way, it's called it, hot, something, a pot fell over him with boiling hot liquids, that he had to be transported by helicopter into a specialist hospital, and for a few days we did not know if he would survive or not. It was such a big problem. And one devotee came to me today in the evening and said, when I saw this devotee lying on the lawn before the temple, trembling in pain, you know, everything was burnt. Everything was burnt. I lost my faith in Krishna. Krishna had said he protects his devotee. What was with this devotee who was totally burnt? Had Krishna forgotten this devotee? And I said to the devotee, you don't know what else will come. There will be such a situation for this same devotee from which he will not rise. In a couple of years he will come into the hospital, but he will leave it through the back door where the dead people leave. And you will also follow this way. This time he was rising and he was leaving the hospital through the front door. But there will be something which is coming to all of us. It's death. It's our final surrender. At that moment, experience. Nothing will help us. No hospital in the world. And then I informed the devotee, you must understand that everyone who has come here into this world of birth will also face death. This is the choice which we have made. We left the spiritual world. We turned our back towards Krishna. Krishna has not forgotten us. He comes. Despite although this is the world of death, he comes into the world of death. Although this is the world of accidents and diseases, he comes into the world of accident and diseases to help us, to protect our soul, not necessarily our body. Another devotee had visited this devotee in the hospital, and the devotee took it in a very nice way. He could understand, yes, due to my past previous actions, I have momentarily come to it, into a situation of pain. But this karma will pass again. I'm happy that my Lord is with me even in the hospital. So, how Krishna is with the devotee even in so-called painful situation, even in death, will be illustrated by the katha which you will hear now. Haridas Thakur was chosen by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the main pillar on which his mission stood. Therefore, Haridas Thakur was made the Namacharya, the great teacher of the holy name. When Haridas Thakur lived in Jagannath Puri, which was just on the banks of the salt water ocean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to visit him every single day. When the noon time arrived, Lord Chaitanya stopped his morning activities. He did what is called his noon duties and took a bath in the ocean. But on his way, he would always pass by the kutir, or the simple cottage in which his Haridas Thakur lived. He would see Haridas Thakur, his tears in his eyes, chanting the holy name. He would talk a little with Haridas Thakur, and not too long, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on. Half an hour later, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda Das, came to visit Haridas Thakur. He brought with him a banana leaf full with the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every single day, Govinda Das came with a noon meal. Now one day, I want to talk about this particular day, when he was visiting, he looked for Haridas Thakur, but he couldn't see him. Then he went inside the little house. Usually Haridas Thakur was set under a tree and chanted, but he was not there.
Govindanath found him in the little house and he was lying on his back. And he was chanting very slowly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Govindanath was worried. He knew that Haridas Thakur was chanting 192 rounds a day. 64 of them were loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 64 of them were softly, and 64 of them were mentally, and he needed time to chant this. So when he saw him chanting so slowly, he asked, is something wrong with you? No, nothing, nothing, said Haridas. And he said, I have brought your noon meal. Please take it. But Haridas said, no, today I'm fasting. Why? You are not eating your meals? No, don't ask. Govindanath wanted to know the reason. And then Haridas said, I have not finished my rounds yet. And my vow is, I will only eat when I have finished a certain percentage of the rounds. But this day everything goes very slowly. But you have... Then Haridas looked at the prasadam, and it was prasadam from Lord Jagannath's own plate, from the plate of God. Haridas said, how can I say it? No, I don't eat. It is very respectless. So he paid his obeisances and ate just a morsel, a little thing. Govindanath was worried. He went back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him, my Lord, Haridas Thakur is not well. He behaves in a way I can't understand. Usually he eats, he takes time. This time he just ate and finished, and he chants so slow. I have the feeling in my heart that he will soon leave us and depart from this world. Immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. And he went there. And Haridas was still lying on his back chanting, Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh Haridas, you look sick. Can you tell me what is wrong? Some fever? Yes, Haridas. I have a big disease. I cannot finish all my rounds. Already yesterday it was so difficult. And today I will not finish. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that is alright. You are now very old. Every day in your life you have given the example to sit and sing and remember the names of God. Now your body is old. Reduce the number of your daily rounds. You are already liberated. You don't need to follow these regulative principles very strictly. My dear devotees, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks about rules and regulations of freedom. He says, when you follow a spiritual path, you should make a vow, I'm doing every day this much rounds. And this will give you freedom from the material life. But if you are already liberated, Manoha, is there a need to follow very strictly? Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, you don't need this.
you have come in this incarnation to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently presented the glories of the Holy Name. Therefore, please reduce. Harita said, "My Lord, don't tempt me. You know I was born in a very low family. My body is very abominable. I always engage in low class activities. I'm untouchable and unseeable. But you have accepted me as your servant. Because you have accepted me, you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the spiritual platform. You were there when people were lashing and whipping me over 24 marketplaces. You were by my side and accepted these lashes on your soft back. You were there when Maya Devi came to personally bring my fall down about, and because you were there, I was protected. You made me dance in so many ways, my Lord. I was always a puppet in your string. But now, my last dance is coming. And I have a final request. In my heart I know that very soon you will close your pastimes on this earth. Very soon you will go back. And all those who are dear to you will cry. Some of them will die in your absence. My Lord, I will not cry. I will not die. Something much worse will happen to me. If you go before me, I will not be able to tolerate this world in your absence. So therefore, Haridas caught the lotus feet of the Lord with his head. Therefore, my Lord, allow me to go from this world before you go. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really said, "No, never. You are so dear to merciful Krishna. I live only because of you, Haridas. If you leave before me, what will I do? Why are you so selfish and look only for your happiness? I won't be able to tolerate the absence from you." But then Lord Chaitanya began to think, "You are so dear to Krishna, most probably he will fulfill your desire." Haridas said, "My dear Lord, please do not create this illusion. There are so many respectable devotees here, so many devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are helping you in your pastime. You don't need a little mosquito like me. If an ant dies, what is the loss to the bird?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and said, "Don't ask this of me. But I will come back tomorrow. Then the Lord left his dearmost devotee with tears in his eyes. Next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with all his associates to the residence of Haridas Thakur. Haridas was lying there like the day before, but he offered his obeisances first to the Lord, then with great labor he offered his obeisances to all the devotees. Lord Chaitanya asked him, "What are the news, Haridas?" But Haridas Thakur said, "Whatever mercy you give to your lowest devotee, that are the news." At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked towards Vrakeshvara Pandit. Vrakeshvara Pandit was one of the Kirtaniyas in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. As you know, he was able to sing and dance ecstatically for 3 full days and nights. When Vrakeshvara Pandit started to sing and dance, Lord Chaitanya began to glorify Haridas Thakur as if he had 1,000 mouths. We will imagine the scene a little bit. All the devotees are there, Haridas Thakur is there, and Gaurahari and Manu are there with the harmonium and the medanga. Please sing and meditate about this scene. Krishna, Krishna,
the harmonium louder. Hare Krishna.
Charioteer of Arjuna, come in my last hour and appear before me. And Krishna came, and while Bhishma Dev looked into the face of the one who has a million faces, as he looked face of Lord Krishna, he left his body. When Haridas Thakur left his body, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so overwhelmed with loving emotions that he lifted the dead body of Haridas Thakur and started to dance as the kirtan reached newer and newer heights. The devotees were helpless with love. They fell over each other. It was such an emotional scene to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clasping the thin and frail body of Haridas and dancing. Finally, Swarup Damodar, the personal secretary of Mahaprabhu, touched the Lord and on the shoulder and informed him there are still many rituals and ceremonies to be done. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then led a procession of devotees who all followed behind right to the ocean. With his own hands he gave Haridas Thakur a last bath, and the sea and the high waves. When he came out, there was water coming from the feet of Haridas Thakur, and everyone knew that this was the most holiest of water, and drank it. Then Lord Chaitanya asked for some sandalwood which had been worn by Lord Jagannath. He wiped it all over the body of Haridas. Then with his own hands he was digging a big hole in the sand of the ocean. And he put all kinds, he put Haridas Thakur in it, and then all kinds of auspicious items like the silken robes, the dress of Lord Jagannath, Mahaprasad. And in this way he buried his dearest devotee. My dear devotees, when the time comes when you are carried out the back door, there should be someone next to you who sings the holy name.
And there should be someone who gives you tulsi into your mouth
and other personal or holy items which the Lord has used. When you are alone, your destiny is unknown. But when there are devotees with you who chant the holy name and who place tulsi in your mouth and Ganga water on your head, you will surely go back home, back to Godhead. My dear devotees, we can learn from this pastime that the Lord never leaves his devotees, even when they go to the funeral. He's there all the time, right next to us, in our heart. And he knows our deepest prayers even before we can pray them. He knows our heart and our sincerest desire even before we become aware of them. The Lord is different from an ordinary person. He's different from everyone. He only looks for the good. He never looks for the bad. But another lesson is, look how determined Haridas Thakur was to chant. Even when he was in the process of leaving the body, one day before his death, he said, "My real disease is not this fever or that fever. My real disease is the disease of the heart that I cannot finish my rounds. I cannot finish what I have promised to do for you, my Lord. That is my real disease. Please help me."
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare
prepare a seminar called There Is No Death. It was a 3-day seminar which I hope to give in the future again. It deals with death, but the title of the seminar is There Is No Death, because the soul knows neither birth nor death. So when she had finished typing the materials and assembling them all together in a map, and I was ready to go to Switzerland to deliver it, the seminar, she said, "Can you write a poem for me when I have died?" That time I didn't know that she would leave so early. She was quite young, I think not more than 35, no, 32 or so, but she had what is called liver cirrhosis. It eats the liver away. And so when she died, we were all grief-stricken, and I wrote a poem which I dedicated to her, which I would like to recite here. I do not know if I will remember all the lines, but I certainly remember the spirit of the poem. It is something which is very, which applies to someone who leaves the body as a devotee of Krishna. The poem goes like this: "When you see me on my last day, lying with a pale face in a carcass, then don't cry. Do you cry when a pearl finally rolls free from the shell of an oyster? Do you cry when a butterfly leaves the cocoon and finally flies? This is just another dawn of my life. Soon I will, another day will come, and I will rise again. So don't cry. And maybe I am now dancing with Krishna." Hare Krishna. This is the poem I tried to write for a dear devotee who requested me. Today is also the day of many dear devotees, but one dear devotee is amongst all of us. It's a wonderful devotee of the Radha Desh community. And her name is Surabhi Kunj, and with great, great endeavor, we are not so good at music as you are, Surabhi Kunj. Our singing is very bad, and our musical talent also, but we will try to give pleasure to your ears by a very difficult song to sing, but we will try to sing it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Surabhi Kunj. Happy birthday to you. May you attain love of Krishna. May you attain love of Krishna. May you attain love of Krishna. Happy birthday to you. I was thinking what present I could give you, and I found a very, very nice present a few days ago. you know, I became aware of it, and I hoped I would be able to give it to you also, but I was not sure. But this is a very, very interesting rendition of the Ramayana done by a devotee who is a coach and a psychological person. He has written a wonderful version of Ramayana. He called it The Game of Life. It tells the story, but in a different way than we know it, because he adds other Ramayans to it. And what is most important, it always has wonderful, wonderful, how do you say, lessons to it. And very, very helpful for your spiritual growth, for understanding the events which happen in your life. And really, it's almost like one big self-coach school when you read it. It's so very, very deep and nice, and so on. And I want to give to you the first volume of this work. It is called Rise of the Sun Prince. And then I will give your mother the second volume. And when you have completed the first volume, then your mother will give you the second volume. So please come and collect your gift. And the mother, please also come, because you are a treasurer of a birthday present of your daughter. This is the first volume for you, sir. And mother, don't give it to her earlier. Hare Krishna. Dobro. Good. Now we are complete, and we are just waiting for the miracle to happen, the curtain to open, isn't it? It's
any minute.
Good. Isn't this moving with Haridas Thakur's last request? He said, My Lord, I want to leave before you, but only in your presence. You have to be there. And I really want to bring your attention to this. Everything becomes easy in the presence of Krishna, but everything becomes so difficult if we are in the illusion that he is absent. When we are in the illusion that Krishna is absent in our life, we make wrong decisions. But when we know he's next to us, we are mindful of our decisions, and we are mindful of our whatever we do, our progress, the way we progress. And this is a very, very nice meditation which we can do. My Lord is always with me. He's in my heart. He's the witness of everything I do. He comes with me even into this world, and by his power, the earth, which is really only like a fistful of sand in the hands of God, is somehow glued together that it makes a planet, and by his power it floats, and he takes care of giving us the food, because at the moon he rises and gives the vegetables the juice. Without moon you have no proper vegetables, only Holland vegetables, which don't count really. These greenhouse vegetables, they don't count. And then to help us digest the food, he enters into our system as the pranas, the life force, and the fire of digestion. But those of us who want to turn to Him, Krishna supplies something very precious. He's in the heart and He gives them the knowledge and the remembrance. Really, if you want Krishna, if you want God very strongly, He who is in the heart will give you the directions how to move. For instance, He will move. He will tell you, go to the temple this evening. So, in this way, the Lord is with us, taking care of all our necessities. He's with us in the hour of death, in the hour of birth, and throughout. So we wish that our Surabhi Kunj will never forget the presence of the Lord within her heart. Then life is easy. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki. We will now end this beautiful evening by chanting a very nice melody. Actually, we will request Surabhi to sing on her birthday. Will you be able to do that? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
So nicely in the third full day of the Kirtan course. I also want to say we are very happy to have some more guests coming. I understand there is a Japa retreat going on here. Wonderful. So we are all on the same page, so to say. We are all come with the same intention. And I request you, although it is hot, it's nothing in comparison to India. Although it is hot, please keep your focus. We have still tomorrow, Thursday, and then we prepare for Friday, where we have a long kirtan day, 5 hours I believe. We will sit here and chant, so we still need to do a little preparation in our heart so that we are ready for the Mahayana. I wish you all a very restful night. May the Lord send us some fresh breezes, which especially come into our sleeping rooms. And let us see each other all tomorrow in good strength. Good night and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.